You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a priest who died and who was waiting in the long line at Heaven's Gate. As the line very slowly crept along, the priest decided to strike up a conversation with the gentleman standing in line behind him. And so he asked him, "What did you do for a living?" And the man said, "I drove a taxi cab for 50 years before I retired." About that time, St. Peter comes along and walks right by the priest and taps the cab driver on the shoulder and says, "You, come with me. You get to go to the head of the line." Well, the priest was irate and said to St. Peter, "What do you mean? He gets to go ahead of me. I preached the gospel for 50 years. And St. Peter replied, "Father, when you preached, people slept. When he drove his cab, people prayed." St. Paul tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians today that God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. Very powerful words. Jesus himself puts it this way in today's gospel passage from Matthew, the Beatitudes, when he says, "Blessed are the meek, the lowly ones, for they will inherit the land." And in our first reading, the prophet Zephaniah put it this way, "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth." Seek humility. All these words from our sacred scriptures for today's liturgy are powerful reminders to us that the Lord comes to cast down the mighty from their thrones and to lift up the lowly. In the kingdom of God, roles are reversed. Things are turned upside down. That's what the Beatitudes in Matthew are all about. Remember, when God first came from heaven to earth in human flesh, God chose a lowly handmaid to be the mother of God's Son. And it was the lowly shepherds tending their flocks to whom God first sent angels to announce the good news of the birth of a Savior. I was reading our diocesan newspaper, The Messenger, yesterday, and I was struck by the words of Pope Francis, recorded in a recent interview, when a reporter asked the Pope if he expects one day to resign like his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI. And Pope Francis' reply was, "That is for God to decide. And if God takes me before that, I will see it from the other side. Hopefully, not in hell." Pope Francis is one of the most admired people in the world because of his integrity and humility. He's the one who insisted that he pay for his own hotel bill. He was the one who insisted that he ride on the bus instead of the limousine. And he was the one who insisted that he move into a small, stark apartment rather than reside in the spacious and luxurious papal apartments. And still, this holy man is not presuming that when he dies, he will go to heaven. That's humility. Again, Jesus comes to teach us that God's ways are not our ways, and that in the kingdom of God, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. There is no room for self-righteousness, arrogance, or boasting in the kingdom of God, nor in the church. Salvation is a gift from God. We can do nothing to earn it. And as St. Paul tells us today, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. In other words, our lives must always be about proclaiming the goodness of God, and not about proclaiming our own goodness, our tooting our own horn. For indeed, by ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing. At the end of our liturgy today, we will have a ritual burning of the mortgage on our new church as we celebrate the fourth anniversary of the dedication on January the 27th, 2013. Even though we are indeed very grateful that so many people work so hard and so many of you have given so generously to make this a reality, we know that it is only possible by God's amazing grace. For by ourselves, we can do nothing. And so by burning our mortgage today, we seek not to boast, but to simply rejoice in how good our God has been to us. It is indeed amazing grace that we are debt-free after only 4 years from the first opening of the doors of this new church. And it's another vivid reminder to us that in all things, we must always work like everything depends upon us, and pray like everything depends upon God. For indeed, it does. As St. Paul tells us elsewhere in the sacred scriptures, we plant the seeds, but only God can make them grow. May our liturgy this morning and all that we do each and every day and every beat of our heart be a new song of praise and thanksgiving to our God. For we cannot contain the joy that comes from knowing that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.